A reading from the Book of Wisdom.
All men were by nature foolish who were in ignorance of God, and who from the good things seen did not succeed in knowing him who is, and from studying the works did not discern the artisan. But either fire or wind or the swift air or the circuit of the stars or the mighty water or the luminaries of heaven, the governors of the world, they considered gods. Now, if out of joy in their beauty, they thought them gods, let them know how far more excellent is the Lord than these. For the original source of beauty fashioned them. Or if they were stuck by their might and energy, let them from these things realize how much more powerful is he who made them. For from the greatness and the beauty of created things, their original author by analogy is seen. But yet, for these the blame is less, for they indeed have gone astray, perhaps, though they seek God and wish to find him. For they search busily among his works, but are distracted by what they see, because the things seen are fair. But again, not even these are pardonable, for if they so far succeeded in knowledge that they could speculate about the world, how did they not more quickly find its Lord? I have a friend, a Dominican priest, who traces back the story of his vocation to a moment when he was in third grade and was studying about the stars of the sky, how big they were, how far away, how ancient. And while he was pondering the awesomeness of the night sky, his dad said to him, "But I wonder, what's beyond those stars?" He says that it started him on a spiral of wonder and awe that's never been satiated. Indeed, it drove him beyond the study of astronomy, eventually even physics, and into the realm of theology. For the past 40 years of life, he's been in hot pursuit of the one who lies beyond those stars. Today's first reading from the Book of Wisdom acknowledges the role that the world of nature has long played in jolting humans into an experience of what we might call transcendence. The magnificence, beauty, complexity, simplicity, grandeur, force, and steadfastness of the stars and planets, mountains and valleys, forests and canyons, desert and ocean, have long elevated the human imagination to think big thoughts, ask big questions, feel feelings that seem too large for our bodies. Indeed, the experience of nature can be so powerful that many people stop their search right there, mistook nature itself as divine, rather than a window into the grandeur and beneficence of God. The author of Wisdom is critical of this, says that if people think of the stars, mountains, sun, and seas as gods, they've only gone half the journey. They've missed the one to whom all these things point, the Creator. The idea that nature is the same as God is probably less common in our own age than it was in the time this passage was written. In our own age, probably the greater worry is not that people might mistake nature for the divine, but that they might mistake it as purely material, something that just so happens to exist for no particular purpose or good other than whatsoever we might wish to do with it, something that can be exploited, raised, slashed, polluted, backfilled, because it is what it is. There's no beyond to it. In the fullness of the Judeo-Christian tradition, nature is not God, but neither is it simply, yes, we might say material. Nature is sacramental. Its beauty, power, grandeur, complexity, simplicity all point to a Creator who reveals something of his or her beauty, grandeur, power, complexity, simplicity through the created world. Nature, as the author of Wisdom asserts, allows us to encounter the far greater excellence of the Lord. No matter that hectic pace of the day that lies before you today, take a moment to pay attention to some element of the natural world today. Be it a glistening rock, a tree in full color, a voluminous cloud, the way the rays of the sun hit the water, even if it's a puddle on the sidewalk, a sky full of stars. And for that moment, wonder, who has made this for me? Take a moment to be grateful, to say thank you, to ponder the awesomeness of God, and to answer that question posed by the author of Wisdom at the very end. Who would we be if we could not speculate the world and not more quickly find its Lord?